Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's 10:30 on Friday, and that means it is Frisky Friday. And the reason I'm playing that song, Getting By With a Little Help From My Friends, because first of all, little. So we're going to be talking about little dogs today with my friend Francine Armstrong, who is the owner and the extraordinary woman who does so much for A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And I'm so happy to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I'm in love with their Facebook page. Everything they post, every dog they post, I'm love, 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 love. I'm hitting the little hearts, you know?
We like that, yeah.
But you've got Trey with you this morning. So describe Trey so our listeners can understand. We're going to kind of go into a specific topic today.
Yes, we have Trey. Trey is one of our special needs dogs. He is absolutely precious and has not had any interest, which just shocks us. He's a dachshund mix. We don't know what he's mixed with.
So
maybe
cute.
Beagle. I don't know. He's in that 16-pound range, so he's a little bit bigger, but he was found as a stray on the west side of town at a gas station.
Aww.
He had a leg that was bent, and they thought it was broken, but it was a birth defect.
Aww.
His shoulder was actually his elbow, and all of his bones were in the wrong spot.
Oh, no.
And he was missing several bones that should have been in his leg. So we had to have it amputated, and he's done fabulous. He'd never used that leg before, so
he's not missing it.
No, he's a typical crazy little six-month-old, or he's actually 5 months old, but
aww,
he just runs, he plays, he thinks all the dogs are great, he loves everybody, he loves everything. He's just precious.
Aww.
And so we thought he would go really fast and he would find a special family, but so far, poor little Trey is still sitting with us. And that's okay, because we love him, but
he's
we
falling asleep in your arms right now, so he's being a very good boy in the studio.
He's such a good boy. He really is. He's housebroken. He uses the dog door. I mean, he's just all-around kind of great dog and would be great with kids. And so, you know, we really thought he would do well, and we hope he still will.
Okay, but he'll be on your website, so if someone sees a picture.
He's been on the website. His name is Trey.
What's your website if someone wants to take a quick look now?
aplaceofhoperescue.com. You can go and you can see all of the adoptable dogs that we have right now and see some of our special needs ones. We'll have a post this afternoon for a special needs puppy, but I don't think he will be up for adoption. He's bad. He's it's a little buddy. He weighs about 8 ounces right now at 5 weeks old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's little.
Oh, he's tiny. And he came in with his mama and a sibling. His sibling is healthy and good. She's with another mama dog, a Maltese that we have. And when Buddy came in, he was so much tinier. He was 11 days old and weighed 0.26.
Oh, my goodness.
And so his sister was 0.98, just to give you a little bit of a... we had to take him away, and we've got a vet tech that's been fostering him, and she is bottle feeding him, and he's now starting to play, but we were worried about an open fontanelle, so we had him checked, and he has no skull cap. He has no skull on top of his head at all.
Mm-hmm.
So one fall, and he's probably done. So he's going to be special needs with us unless we find somebody that is willing to take on a little guy like him. He is so cute, and she's going to post an update on him today on the website.
That's Christine.
So, yes.
And
yes,
she does a great job.
She does.
I want to do a shout out for her, because I was thinking about her the other day. When you go to their website, if you go on Facebook, they will post photos of the dogs, but they also have really detailed descriptions of their personalities, what they eat, don't eat, what they like, don't like. They will describe, this one likes a cat, this one doesn't like a cat, this one likes a dog. It's so great, though, because it really does make a difference when you're looking for that right puppy to bring home, or older dog, either one. But
right,
important to have all that information. She does a great job with all the posts.
She does. She does an amazing job with it. She writes up all the bios, and we stand our ground with it, because that's the beauty of being a foster-based rescue. We see what the dogs need. We have them in our homes. We don't get them in and send them out the next day. They're mm-hmm. with us for at least a couple weeks, sometimes longer. And if we say they need a fenced yard, it's because we believe wholeheartedly that they need a fenced yard. They like to run and play, or they're runners, or they're
high
escape
energy.
Artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they're barkers, we'll say, you know, no apartments for this dog. Mm-hmm. If they don't get along with other dogs, and people will fuss with us about it sometimes. Christine takes a lot of flack, and that's not really fair, guys, because she works really hard with the fosters to be able to tell everybody that's looking at the dogs what their needs are. Mm-hmm. So people don't always read the bios. They see the pretty picture and they apply, and we're like, it clearly says they have no kids can be in the home, and they'll have three or four kids.
Right. So read the fine print.
Read it all. Read the whole bio. That's why it's there. It's special.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Francine Armstrong with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So obviously your emphasis is on small dogs, but you don't have a shelter other than your home. I know you have lots of animals there, but you do foster, correct?
Yes. We're foster-based. So we had someone the other day who found a stray dog and thought it would be a great idea just to put it over my fence. And
oh,
when I came home, there was a strange dog in my yard. And I really would like to tell people, please think before you do that. First off, we're a rescue. We're not a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just drop dogs over our fence. It's dangerous to the dog that you're dropping over. It's danger to the dogs at my house, because nobody knows how they're going to react.
Right.
And it's illegal. You know, you can't. I have video of it, and, you know, they left a nice little note saying, you know, but that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
If you pick up a dog, be responsible, at least until you talk to a rescue or the shelter and find them a spot, or you be their hero,
right?
Which is what we say a lot. You know, it's if you find the dog, you're its hero.
You're the angel.
You hold it
the
for
day.
Its stray hold, and mm-hmm. you help it find its owner. And if it doesn't, then talk to the rescues.
And there are tons of pages on Facebook for lost dogs, especially there's a Pensacola Lost and Found. All the different shelters have Lost and Found too. So there are different ways.
Oh, he was posted on Lost and Found.
Oh, okay.
But then put over my fence. So,
oh dear.
Yeah, it's a, you know, we've been lucky. We've only had probably four or five done over the 8 years, but that's still too many.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Francine Armstrong with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. If you've got a question for her, she's our expert on small dogs.
And oh,
she's
I don't
got
know
Trey
about
in
that.
The house. 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about all the great things they're doing with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is Frisky Friday, talking with Francine Armstrong with a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. I apologize. I was totally distracted. She's showing me pictures of all the puppies, and I'm just, I don't even know what the word is. They are just, I'm just a sucker.
I love to terrorize Meg with the cute puppies, the Maltese, the Morkies, the Fluffies.
All the little dogs.
Showed her pictures of Buddy. She gave the phone a hug.
That little teeny tiny baby.
He is teeny.
Baby Boo is what I would call. I mean, just teeny. Oh, precious.
He's so cute. Yep. And his mom is up for adoption right now, Iggy.
Aww.
I think she's got an application, so she'll be getting adopted. And his sister already has a deposit on her.
Oh, good,
so.
good.
Yay.
Well, talk about that a little bit. How does it work then? If I go to your website, I see a dog I like, I put in the application, then what is the process? And a little bit about costs,
okay.
So people can understand that too.
The way that the application process works, people message us all the time and say, would you call me so you can tell me about this dog? And we rescind back and say no. We do really good bios, and it mm-hmm. tells you everything. And I don't know everything about a dog like the foster does that has the dog.
Right.
So you put in your application. We go through them. We look for the best fit for the dog. And then once we find a couple of them that we think would be possibly good, we will process those. We do vet checks. We do home checks. We do background checks. We do vet references. And once you're approved, it's for that dog or a different dog if we've already talked to you about it. And so our fees are not the cheapest because we do more than a lot of places do. We do dentals on all of our seniors if they need them. We do lots of special needs dogs. So typically our fees range from anywhere from $250 to $500. Mm-hmm. But they get everything done that they need in the first year. Plus the adults get a one-year shot for heartworm prevention. Plus their rabies, their parvo distemper, their bordetella, their fecal, their wellness checkup, their microchipped, everything. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how much we get done. And the young dogs help pay for the seniors.
Right.
Because seniors are never covered. Dentals are so expensive now. Mm. So, but we get everything done. And so once you're approved, you meet the dog. We do private meet and greets. And if it's one you want to adopt, we take a nice happy tails picture and you take the baby home.
I love those happy tails pictures too. Yeah. They're so great.
We love them.
I don't know if it's me projecting, but I see the face of the little dog and they're so happy when they're sitting in somebody's lap and they're taking that picture and they've got their new home.
They've got that smile on their face.
They do. I'm telling you.
And they pick their owners. They mm-hmm. know. I mean, sometimes we do meet and greets and it
doesn't work
for the person or the dog, right. One or the other. And we move to the next one, and mm-hmm. we find the other person the right dog. So
what do you do for funding if someone wanted to, maybe they can't afford a dog or they already have lots of animals at home? What can they do to help support you? I know there's an angel program.
We haven't been doing the angel dog program as much lately because of the economy.
Right.
Everybody's struggling just like we do. So our adoption fees are what help us, but we take donations all the time. Dog food is obviously a big thing, mm-hmm. And we have wish lists on Amazon and Chewy, and we have we take monetary donations. We have people that have us on auto pay where, you know, it might only be $25 a month, but hey, bunch of people doing $25 a month sure makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Oh, I just got a question on the text line here. How do we get dogs added to adoption lists and events? I had a family member from another state bless us with 6 puppies who are now almost 2, and we've not had any luck since we got them over a year and a half ago.
If you're talking about us taking the dogs in to rescue, mm-hmm. it always depends on the size. We get a lot of requests every day. I think today I've already had to turn down probably 4 dogs. But a lot of times they send us bigger dogs.
Right.
You can go to our website, aplaceofhoperescue.com, and there's a surrender. It'll tell you about what you need to do to surrender a dog to us. You can mm-hmm. send pictures and the information that we need to the email address that's listed. And then I always respond and let people know if we can't take them, we help them hopefully find another place, or we give them the list of all the good rescues in the area.
Okay, so what are the requirements, I guess, in terms, because it is a small dog rescue, so what are the parameters?
It's supposed to be 15 pounds and under.
Okay.
I try to stick to that. I'm not the best because okay. I have big dogs too, mm-hmm. but I don't have a lot of fosters for bigger dogs.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, they signed up to be a small dog rescue.
Mm-hmm. So of course.
And pictures and any information they can give us helps. A lot of people like to send us reports on like biters and stuff. Biters are tough.
Mm-hmm.
I take in biters, but I take in usually one at a time and right. work with it. So a lot of times we have to turn those away. We get a lot of requests for really old dogs. We've had up to 18 years old.
Wow.
And to me, that's just horrible.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, you did mention to me that you wanted to talk this morning about microchipping and how important that is.
We did our first low-cost microchip clinic in March.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have another one in June. We're trying to find a location right now because we want to have it in a different area of town. So we're working on that. But we did microchips for $10 a dog. And in 2.5 hours, we did 49 dogs.
Wow.
It was so nice, and people were so excited about it.
Explain what it is in case someone doesn't know.
A microchip is just like a little, it looks like a piece of rice that's inserted behind their neck, and it can be scanned if your dog is lost. Biggest thing I tell people is, please, if your dog has a microchip, register it and keep the information and your phone number and everything current, because that's the first thing we do with a stray dog is we scan it for a microchip. If there's a microchip, we start trying to reach out. If not, we post it on Lost and Found. But so many dogs have microchips that have never been registered.
Oh, gosh.
So when we do our microchips, we register them for the first time, and then the people take over from there. But at least that way we know the dog's information is in there and the person's phone number. Of course, if it changes, I can't help you. You know, you've got to do it yourself.
Right. So. But that is the best way to keep track of your animal should they get out, and it happens sometimes.
It does. And unfortunately, we see so many people let their dogs just roam, and then they like to say things like, he usually comes back.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's not, to me, that's not a dog that got away. That's a dog you let go, but that's my personal peeve in life, I guess, is you let it out and it didn't come back, and now you're stressing over it. But there are leash laws, and dogs are going to wander, especially we see so many male dogs that aren't fixed.
Right.
They can smell a female in heat for 3 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why so many male dogs are found as strays. And people, you know, we tell people that all the time.
Huh.
They're going to go looking.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back again with Francine Armstrong, Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's Frisky Friday. Francine Armstrong is here with a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue with Trey in arms here. Trey's just not interested. He's just sleeping.
He's just chilling. He's enjoying having some one-on-one time sitting on his foster mama's lap.
Big time. Loving that cuddling. I think
he's a sweet boy. He's so precious. So somebody's missing out on a great dog.
Yeah, and you'll be able to see pictures of him if you go to the website. So give us the website again.
It's aplaceofhoperescue.com, or you can go to A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue on Facebook, and you can see all of the dogs that are adoptable.
And you can send in an application.
Yep.
There's
you do that all online.
Is there an application fee?
No, okay. We don't do an application fee. We get... The thing that people need to remember, though, is there's one dog. We get sometimes 25 applications, and people are having a fit because they didn't get chosen. And I'm like, well, there's only one of him. But if it's a good application, looks really good, we always try to reach out and say, hey, is there a different dog? Or you can just keep your application on file for 6 months, and then if you see one, you just message us and say, hey, what about this one?
Right, right. Okay. So. Well, I'm smitten with all the dogs. That's the problem. I need a big, I need to win the lottery, have a mansion, and then have their own, like, 20 doggy bedrooms.
Okay. All right. Well, when you do that, you just remember your friends in low places, okay?
You got it. You got it. Here's a question for you. Let's see. Are there laws, leash laws for cats, too? My neighbor complained because my dogs were in my front yard off leash while I was watching them. The same neighbor lets their cats roam, and they sleep on my car and scratch it up. Can the cats be reported because they are off leash?
I believe there are leash laws for cats, too, but you could Google that and see what the Florida law is for cats and leashes.
Okay.
Or call animal control.
Okay. Give us that website one more time.
Aplaceofhoperescue.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Francine Armstrong, here with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Bye, Trey. It was great having you
Bye.
In the studio.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you.
We appreciate everything that you do for us. You've been listening to Pep Talk, Frisky Friday. I hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.